This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you take those two perimeter players with their size on the outside, that changes anything that that offense was capable of last year, just because you have more winners, whether they're matchup winners or whether they're just, hey, we're going to give you a chance winner. So those two guys, if they're really able to, one, take a step forward in Keon, and two, Palmer just solidify himself, that's a big elevation in your pass game.
Dan Orlovsky, who was on One Bills Live yesterday, also saw him a little bit on ESPN. Football season is upon us. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Eagles and Cowboys tonight. You can hear the game here on WGR. And, yeah. What else?
Go Eagles?
Sure.
Beat them by 50.
I might have to get back to...
Your Eagles hate?
You know, we'll see. We'll see if it just comes out organically. I like A.J. Brown. I like Smith. I like Barkley. I don't mind Hurts. I've got no problem with him. It's Sirianni, you know. I don't know.
I hate the tush push.
That's key.
Yeah.
What else?
I could get back to hating Sirianni very quickly.
I think I'm fine with them, because to be brash and to be, I guess, to be a team that isn't always kumbaya everything and they're just out to win at all costs. Like, I respect that. So I think I'm good with the Eagles.
Even if they might, like, the coach and the quarterback might still kind of hate each other.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. They win anyway.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. Something just flashed in my head. What was I going to get to? It was about the Eagles a little bit, about Sirianni, about... I don't know what it was. It'll come back, maybe. I was looking for information...
Was it the void year thing that Spotrac broke down?
Yeah. It was a little bit of that. That Spotrac listed all the teams with void years and who's using the most, and the Bills and the Eagles have the most.
Yeah, the number of contracts that contain void years in them.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles have...
18. And the Bills have 18. The Bills,
like, their 18 have more years on them, I think, and more money committed long term. But in terms of the volume, you're doing it with players.
Yeah, the Bills did it this year with Bosa. I don't know if Ogunjobi has a void year or not, but
I think he does. He has two. Okay. He has two.
Yeah, there are a lot of Bills players that have void years now. So, you know, it's interesting. What does it really mean? It means that they're... Well, they're up against the cap, and they're trying to find ways to push it in the future.
Right.
That's what that means.
Use Ogunjobi for an example. So he has a one-year contract, right? So this year, he signed a one-year $6.6 million cap hit. And his cap hit this year is 3.1. How is his cap hit less than half what the money he's getting is when it's only a one-year deal? Because there are actually three void years on here.
Yeah.
He'll count 2.5 next year not being on the team, and then $900,000 in 2027. $900,000 in 2028. He'll have been gone for three seasons.
Yeah, it's one of the things we got to yesterday about how different teams do their cap differently and, you know, where's all the money for the Bills? They spend it on middle and lower contracts more than most teams. But, yeah, like where the Eagles might be using their void years on Barkley's and A.J. Brown's, I should pull it up and find out. I'll do that right now. The Bills have void years on Daquan Jones, A.J. Epinesa, Joey Bosa, Larry Ogunjobi. They have 18 contracts of void. Finding more here.
Yeah, versus the Eagles who have like the Eagles have 4 void years on Hurts' contract.
Yeah.
And it's a ton of money. It's like $100 million in void year money just on the Hurts contract spread out over 4 years. And they could extend him at that point, but
yeah, I'm sure Allen has some too, right? Like whatever. What's more interesting than salary? Allen has 3 void years.
Okay. Yep. All right.
What's more interesting than salary cap talk about the 2031 void years?
Yes.
I was trying to find out if there's any sort of details on tonight's like presentation. Is there a halftime show? Is there a kickoff show where we're going to watch this band perform at midfield, blah, blah, blah?
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't found that.
I don't know if they normally do that.
It's the NFL kickoff special. There's got to be a concert in Philadelphia
there
as
does?
A result. Yeah.
They got to have a concert.
NFL kickoff Thursday. Concert. I'm telling you, like some country star is playing outside the stadium.
On for the fans there or on TV?
Yeah, here you go. They might show it on TV a little bit. The NFL holds a kickoff concert and celebration each year as part of the NFL kickoff game. Free and open to the public, interactive experiences, entertainment to kick off the season. So there's got to be a concert of some sort tonight. I just haven't seen who it is.
Can you ever remember watching a concert during the NFL kickoff game?
No.
Like during halftime?
I was trying to bring it up for the purposes of us talking about who would be there.
Oh, I see.
Here are past performances.
Not because
ready?
You want to watch it. Okay.
No, just because I want to know.
I see.
Is okay. It Imagine Dragons? You know, who's showing up this year? It's Enrique Iglesias, Bon Jovi, and Eve did it in New York 1 year.
I've got wow, 40, what yeah, a trio.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
I've
crazy.
Got, I've got Eve and Alicia Keys did it once in New York. I've got Bon Jovi, hold on, okay. Aerosmith. Mary J. Blige, Aretha Franklin, Britney Spears. How about Britney Spears in 2003?
Okay.
See, that's way back.
That's a good get.
Now, let me see who the most recent are because we've got 48 pictures of artists. In 2000, we're at 48. All right. All these pictures are loading. That's what. So last year, Shawn Mendes did it in 2018 in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And 2017, Flo Rida at Gillette Stadium.
Peak Florida, 2017.
One Republic in 2016. Maybe they stopped doing it because the most recent picture I have is from 2018. But this used to be a thing that they had Dierks Bentley, the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, and T-Pain in Foxborough. Grace Potter, Train, Ellie Goulding, Pharrell, Soundgarden, Ariana Grande. Uh-huh. Anyway.
I'm trying to find something, too, and they had concerts for the Christmas Day games last year.
Yeah.
Like, Beyonce did one.
Yeah, these big-time like games, they usually want to roll out something to get people out in the streets and have a good blimp shot or a drone shot that show, here in Philadelphia, 24,000 people are out in this square for this game to watch for a watch party, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. 803-0550, our phone number.
In terms of celebrities that are just there, I mean, this is an easy one, right? Philadelphia, I feel like, is one of the easier ones to predict. Because
We get our game back.
We get our game back. What celebrities we're going to be in Philly or whatever night game is that night.
Bet the celebs that'll be on the broadcast. I forgot about this game.
Philly is so
easy. We call this the Ted Danson game, don't we?
Yes.
Because you want
waiting on Ted Danson to appear in an NFL game.
You guessed that Ted Danson will be shown at SoFi Stadium?
Yes. We never confirmed he wasn't there that night.
That is true.
He just wasn't shown on camera.
He may have been there. He may have asked, no, thank you, guys. I'm going to keep it kind of low-key tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he lives in Los Angeles. We don't think he's ever taken in an NFL game. There's two teams there. Maybe he's never done it. Philly's easy. Kevin Hart will be there all the time.
Yep.
And Bradley Cooper.
Okay, Rob Riggle is the Chiefs?
Isn't Rob Riggle a fan of, like, every team?
Maybe.
Rob McElhenney, Wrexham owner.
Yeah.
New name, though. Rob Mack, right? He changed his last name. Yes. He'll be there. Is Michael Phelps Philadelphia?
Baltimore.
Phelps,
yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore. All right. That's a good top three, I think.
Will Smith, Philly fan.
Okay, right.
So tonight's the night, NFL opener. Get those fantasy lineups set.
Tonight's an easy one for fantasy. You're just starting near your big hitters. You're starting CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Brown and Barkley, Hurts.
Did you see Brian Mazurowski tweet out a fantasy format? I don't know if he is in this league or he just saw this. A kicker premium league. He called it the Big Leg Premium. You see this tweet?
I did not see this tweet.
He screenshotted something, and I got to decide if I want to be in these fantasy leagues. I'm, by the way, in too many fantasy leagues. Don't ask me how many. It is somehow I have I'm the frog in the boiling pot of water where it's getting slowly warmer and warmer. I'm up to 11 fantasy leagues.
Wow, yeah.
But like five of those are guillotine. It doesn't count. And a vampire league also doesn't count. And our wide receiver league kind of doesn't count. I don't know why they don't count. Anyway, what was I talking about?
The kicker premium league?
Yes, kicker premium, yes. Big leg premium league.
Yep.
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Points for a 60-yard field goal.
Uh-huh.
17.
That's insane.
Wait. Points for every missed field goal, minus 6.
Jeez.
I think that might have been only 60-plus. So imagine you're watching this game, and your team, you've got a big leg kicker, and like they're going to try one from 60 here. This is a 23-point swing on your fantasy. Oh, my God. You've never been more invested in a kick in your life.
That is so gimmicky. It's
Tyler Bass.
What about
come through for me, baby. I don't even know what the score of this game is, but yeah. This is 23 points on my card.
What about like these field goal attempts where like, hey, there's 1 second left in the half. Like 71, yeah, just try it. You know,
big leg premium, baby.
No expectation that you're actually going to make it. And you kind of know watching that, this dude's going to miss.
I just see like that happens. Like, and it looks like they're going to walk him out for the 71-yarder.
I mean,
and you're just, no, come on. There's a false start on the guy on the end of the line. They back him up. Like, all right. Turns out they're just going to kneel it.
I mean, I would take that Jaguars kicker that made a 70-yarder in round one. Right?
I mean, right.
You take him early.
If you're... Well, I guess you would ask this. Would you want to take the big leg guy, or would you avoid it because you don't want these 23-point swings?
I see. You want the who's the modern-day Ryan Lindell, who's just going to be buckets from 30 to 40, and he's never going to kick anything past 50.
Everyone likes to trash playing not to lose, but you might decide, you know what? Maybe I don't want to get in the 60-plus-yard big leg premium game.
Yeah. Although the Cowboys kicker who will play tonight, Brandon Aubrey, he has like a crazy percentage from
deep.
From 50 plus. And I think even he's made a couple from 60. He made a 65-yarder last year. So 50-plus-yard field goals last year, Brandon Aubrey was 14 of 17.
Wow. Is he the number one pick?
That's the thing. If your
14.
League's got Brandon Aubrey going in the first round, you know your league's
14,
just a bit too gimmicky.
14, 17-point plays? Joe, that's like wide receiver three each week. Maybe not wide receiver three, but 14. Wow. I might want to get in this league. All right.
Well, that's
that's
for 50.
Brian Mazurowski.
That's for 50-plus. You said 17 was for 60-plus?
60-plus, yeah.
But
at
that
points.
Rate, I got to think 50 is got to have some bonus, too.
Right.
I'm not sure.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I did have a Let's Get Stupid thought for our wide receiver league that's only wide receivers. Maybe I'll get to that. Let's get some calls, though. Jeff on a cell phone. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, I'm just getting a little frustrated with all this nonsense with some of these guys bitching about McDermott. I mean, we haven't had – who are you going to get? We haven't had a guy this good coaching this team in decades. And, I mean, all these guys are doing is just bashing it. And I had to call because it was just frustrating the hell out of me. Because, I mean, who are you going to get that's going to be better than McDermott? He's completely changed the culture of this team. Every single guy that is on this team is here because they want to be here. You've got guys that came back to this team because they want to be here. They love the culture. They love the coaching staff. Everybody who's bashing these guys, pull your head out of your butts, take a breath, and get it into your brain because there isn't anybody that's going to do better right now than McDermott is and and Bean. Those guys have been doing phenomenal as far as point. I'm 65. I've gone through all of the seasons of the lost Super Bowls, all that nonsense. I get it. You know what I mean? Everybody gets frustrated with that stuff. But come on, dude. Seriously. I'm just going to hang up and listen.
Yeah, there's one thing I would always say. Like, listen, you can be somewhere in between fire the coach and no one could have done a better job, and that's, I think, normal. Because if you tell if you say who you're going to get, I say my reaction to that is always, I say that all the time. Who do you think you're going to get? Who's the name? But that's kind of a rhetorical question because I'm willing to listen to names. I don't know who the owner would pick. But as soon as you say no one could do better, you're saying that no one could have won a Super Bowl with Josh Allen by now. And that to me sounds like it's not realistic. Like somebody, I don't know who it is. I don't know that anybody out there could identify some hot coordinator that could have done it. Maybe you have a thought in your mind. Maybe they should have hired, you think they should have hired Bill Cowher. I don't know. But when you say no one else could do better, you're saying that Josh Allen has not done enough to win a Super Bowl because they haven't won one.
Right. And that part I'm not on board with. And I'm also, like, to me, I'm not afraid of the who are you going to get because Josh Allen's your quarterback. If you're afraid of who the owner would hire, then we can talk about that. But it's not, this is not the drought Bills. If I am the best up and coming coach in football, if I am Ben Johnson 2.0 and I'm looking to get a job in the next couple of years, and I think that the Bills job is about to become available, I would pass on every gig in the league because I'm going to get that job doesn't come open to coach a quarterback that good. So to me, on that front, there's nothing to be afraid of on who would become the next head coach unless you're afraid of who the owner would pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Ben Johnson point, I tend to agree. I do think there might be a difference, though. If you are the hottest coordinator and another team has a young stud quarterback who you think is great,
yeah.
And I know I'm asking you here to bet against Josh Allen, but you know what's the old phrase? You don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. You want to be the guy that follows the guy that follows the guy. You don't want to replace Sean McDermott in six consecutive division titles. You go in there, your expectation is sky high. It's Super Bowl or bust in your first year. What did Ben Johnson do? He went to a franchise that hasn't won a significant game in a half a century almost.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they made the NFC champion. They made the Super Bowl 20 years ago. So, like, Ben Johnson goes in and gives himself some grace, build it from here. He's trying to change the culture. If in a world where the Bills move on, you know, every coach is going to have their own, but wouldn't any coach that comes here want to be like, you guys got a lot going right here. I don't want to mess too much up.
Yeah, maybe. It's not the Chiefs. On it. It's not Andy Reid retiring and then going to Kansas City. That's following the guy. This is going to a team that hadn't won. And that, to me, would make it a little bit different. So, sure, like, I do think, like, you know, how much credit would you get? Like, would you making your own mark if you've already got Allen in there and you're an offensive guy?
Put it this way. They go out in the divisional round, they hire a new coach, and the people like that caller are happy. And then that guy goes and gets a wild card in year one.
And loses in the wild card?
Sure. Fired? How could you only get that far?
How
right?
Like, yeah, right.
How likely is that? I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, because to me, like, I don't know. I'm not just going to say that it's just about anybody. You could hire Adam Gase, and I don't think it's as likely that they'll make the divisional round as they do with Sean McDermott.
Sure.
But I think with a lot of coaches, you're probably making the divisional round like every single year. And that sounds so insulting to McDermott, and I know it does. And I don't even mean it to come off that way. I just think that's the power of having this quarterback.
Right, right.
And you've that's why I'm okay if you don't want to fire McDermott. I don't need to fire McDermott right now. But it is not because I'm afraid of what they're going to be if they were ever to move on from him. But the thing, though, that like I almost feel like we're wasting time if we talk about coordinators as somebody that would do that, isn't if the day they ever actually do it, isn't it for somebody else that is a winner or like the Sean Payton type, the guy who's won the Super Bowl and he's currently available and he's a big name, you know, like not some up-and-coming 36-year-old wizard. It's the 55-year-old that's got a ring on his finger.
803-0550. Thanks for the phone call. It's funny, anytime a McDermott conversation comes up, and this is Mike Florio, who we played earlier in the show, saying like, eventually it's got to be. You go from back-to-back calls of like, I don't think he's going to do it, to I can't imagine anyone ever being better. And the reality is that aren't we all kind of somewhere in the middle?
I think like, most people.
Do I think someone could have done better? I think it's entirely possible. I think that's true of a lot of coaches, a lot of teams. Do I think that it could get worse? Of course.
Sure.
If
they hired Belichick, it'd probably be a disaster.
Right. Maybe. 803-0550 to join us. Next up on the phones, we'll get to, who's next?
Jeff in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Oh, there we go. All right. Sorry, I cut you off a little bit there. Just a quick question. You know, as a guy who grew up in Western New York, and played for Nick Sirianni's brother at Southwestern High School. What is your guys' view on Nick Sirianni? Because I listen to your guys' show every day and while I'm working. And I guess I got like a mixed bag of feelings because like Nick was my coach as well my senior year for like, I don't know, 2 weeks because he was a Chiefs coach at the time. So he only coached our receivers for 2 weeks. I guess I just kind of want to get your guys' thoughts on him. That's all. I'll hang up and listen though.
Sure. We're talking about him in the context of whether or not you're rooting for his team to win.
Right. And he comes off as he's very different than most coaches. He's very brash. Like there's the run-ins with his own fans, right? Remember there was, didn't he put his hand to his ear when they like won a game because the fans were criticizing him, like, oh, how about me now? Yep. Like, just stuff like that, I think.
Right, that's going to bother some people, and other people are going to like that, maybe.
Right.
The thing I like is that the Eagles, to me, look like a franchise that, I mean, really, they are cutthroat, winning at all costs, and they, I don't know if they don't let the stuff bother them, but what did he do when A.J. Brown read a book on the sidelines and it was supposed to, you got to cut this guy? He just didn't. I feel like Sirianni might be a good example of you don't have to care about that. Mm-hmm. He just didn't bother. Maybe it bothered them. They just kept going. Like, whatever. We're all annoyed. Someone once made the comparison. They're like a family that kind of low-key hates each other, but they make it work.
Yeah.
Or they're always bickering, like that kind of family, and they're tight, even though they bicker all the time. So
I wonder, too, like what is his – What's his reputation in the league right now? Like how good beyond all like the antics stuff? Like he's got a 48-20 record and he has a Super Bowl.
Here's what his reputation should be, or I think it probably is. He's a great offensive coach because you don't find very many of the quarterback gurus or analysts or content creators. Very few of them think that Hurts is even like a top five quarterback. I saw Danny Kelly of The Ringer yesterday. ranked him 13th. One spot ahead of Kyler Murray. So if he's that good as a quarterback, Hurts, and the coach and the system kind of shine him up that much and the build around him shines him up that much, then that's a heck of a job.
But doesn't he have the best roster that the league has seen in, like, 15 years?
Yeah, probably.
And that's why, like, he's not McVay. No, like, in terms of, I'm just saying reputation. I'm not even saying he's not as good a coach. I'm just saying he's not walking around with a crown on his head like Sean McVay or even like Kyle Shanahan have as like an offensive guy, Andy Reid. Like, I wouldn't mention him right away, and I don't think a lot of people would. And I think a lot to do with it is his GM's built like an owner together have built like the best roster in the league. And I wonder if this is just a credit game though. Like, who cares? He's going to win it and he's going to get up on the stage and he's going to be, you know, he's going to be the wrestling character. So I guess for him, does it even matter? But in terms of like who gets credit around the league for that type of stuff, I think he's second rate because his roster is so good.
803-0550. His roster is really good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And you know, whatever, they're the Eagles.
They'll probably win tonight by a lot.
Yes, I think so too. Looking for Dak to put. I think Dak will have a big year if he stays healthy.
I hope so. I was talking about earlier, like I've got him in half my fantasy leagues, and I have an MVP bet, which I will say now, I've made that bet before they traded Parsons. It's probably dead. I don't think they'll win enough games. They needed to have some path to winning enough games. I don't think that's going to happen now.
803-0550. If you're on hold, we'll get to your calls and our fantastic four-way parlay. We get one tonight and tomorrow, by the way, for Chargers Chiefs too.
Yeah.
How about that? Let's go. So we'll try to, you know, as a show, get an official parlay in, something to just, you know, create a little interest in tonight. It's coming up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.